From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick. Much of downtown Juneau lost power for about a half hour this morning. Alaska Electric Light and Power officials say about 310 homes and businesses went dark at about 8:15 a.m. after unspecified equipment failure at its 2nd Street circuit feeder. Power was completely restored by 10:30 this morning. The Juneau School District wants to consolidate its two high school football programs and cheer squads. Superintendent Mark Miller says the decision to send a formal request to the Alaska School Activities Association has been 2 years in the making. If approved, Thunder Mountain High School students would be able to play for the team at Juneau Douglas High School.
Financial sustainability was kind of the tipping point, what led us to go with one school versus the other. With the state of finances that we are in the state of Alaska, and what we've had to do with reducing support to activities, we had to look at which of the two programs we thought had the best shot at financial sustainability.
Both schools have struggled to fund their teams in recent years, coupled with a decline in participation that has forced coaches to play freshmen and sophomores against larger and more experienced junior and senior players from other teams. If the consolidation request is approved, the football teams would likely move the district back into Division I in the Rail Belt Conference. Decision on team uniforms, coaching staff, and other details would be determined later. Ketchikan is getting ready for bigger cruise ships. The Ketchikan City Council yesterday unanimously approved a $1.9 million plan to expand the downtown docks berths 1 and 2. The Ketchikan City Council also approved a nearly $2 million contract to overhaul the downtown docks berth 3 barge. An Alaska group called Indian Agent has a new album out that uses electronic music to highlight historic atrocities committed against indigenous peoples. The album, Meditations in the Key of Red, was just released by Home Skillet Records. One of the group's primary songwriters, Sitkin Nick Galanin, stopped by KTOO to discuss the project with Annie Bartholomew.
Red is reference to indigeneity. Red is reference to anger. Red is reference to love.
Historically, Indian agents were government officials who, Galanin says, carried out colonial agendas in the United States and Canada. Galanin says the group's name, Indian Agent, and the album are an opportunity to educate through their music and art.
And it was also an opportunity to reverse those ideas and roles.
In Juneau, I'm Annie Bartholomew.
And in weather, rain forecast to continue today with highs around 44, overnight lows 36, scattered showers on Saturday, highs in the 40s, lows in the 30s, and heavy rain in the forecast for Sunday, highs in the 40s, lows in the high 30s. That's your news and weather from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Jacob Resnick.